The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Fergus Falchuk, Eugene Clark, come a look class game and a shock to the show. Me, Tom Comack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And, well, we've got a bumper program lined up for you tonight on a bumper weekend of Ulster Club final action. Shortly we'll be hearing from Sean McGuigan, chairman of Derry champions Lochneil, who are bidding for a clean sweep of Ulster titles, having already won the Ulster Camogie senior title and the Ulster senior hurling championship title. They're now going to face Kilcoe from Down on Sunday in the Ulster senior club championship final. We'll also be joined by John Ward, chairman of St Patrick's Rock, the first Tyrone team ever to play in three Ulster finals, and they're bidding for a third success on Sunday in the Ulster junior championship when they face Blackhill from Monaghan, of course, who defeated our own champions Downings in the Ulster semi-final. That's the Ulster junior final, and it's with the Ulster under 16 final though that we begin. That's the official Spirit of Paul McGill under 16 club final. It's Donegal champion St Junans versus St Peters from Warren Point in County Down are the finalists in that. It's on Saturday in Dromore. St Demna's club are the host of it, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by their club PRO, Joe Rafferty.
Well, Joe, first of all tonight, and delighted you could join us, and I know you've a busy week ahead of you, preparing for the Spirit of Paul McGill final. I suppose first of all, before we look at the final and the meeting of St Junans and St Peters of Warren Point, maybe you just could remind our listeners who Paul McGeer was and what happened to him.
Like many people will, when they hear the story of Paul, it'll bring back memories for them. Paul was a club player for Dromore, an outstanding underage player, and in 1997 he was representing Tyrone Minors in the Ulster Championship against Armagh in the first round in Healy Park in Omagh. And unfortunately, it was a tragic accident in the game. There was a ball, a 50-50 ball, had went in towards the Armagh Square, and Paul, being Paul, he wasn't going to pull out of it. Paul sort of dived full length to get his hand to the ball, to touch it into the goals and to score a goal, but he had an unfortunate collision with the goalkeeper. And later on that night, Paul lost his life in hospital. It was a very, very tragic circumstances, and it affected a lot of people in the parish.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
As well.
I recall as well. I think the whole of the Ulster and the whole of the GAA world were in shock.
They were, yeah. It was a massive funeral, and it was a sign of the respect that Paul was had. And, you know, he was sort of one of them players that every club wanted. He didn't want the headlines. He was a real hearty player. He never stopped running. He would actually fit it into the modern game even better than he did in them days, because Paul was your ultimate wing half forward in the modern game. He got up and down the pitch all the time, but he was still good enough when he got up the pitch to get a score, but at the other end of the pitch he was great at defending as well.
And like nobody leaving Healy Park would have thought that what was to be the news later on that night.
Definitely not. Now Paul, he was taken away in an ambulance. He was still conscious, and he was taken away in an ambulance. He was taken to the local hospital, but there was unfortunately there were some complications then. There was a lot of work done in the hospital. Sort of, as the day went on, as the word had got round, and people started to realise how serious it was. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, then later on that evening.
Yeah. Anyway, tell me, and then how did the tournament come about?
The tournament came about originally. The club and the McGeer family wanted to do something to recognise the sort of the esteem that Paul was held in. And 2 years after his death in 1999, they come up with the idea of having an Ulster club under 16 championship, because at that stage there was no such competition in Ulster, or in fact anywhere in Ireland. So the tournament started off quite small, but we always invited the winning championship winning teams from every every county in Ulster. And initially, all the funds that were raised at the tournament went to the SMA Fathers, who the McGeer family are very much involved in. For their the SMA do a lot of charity work in Africa. It was probably the brainchild of a man called John McCusker in her own club. John was one of those sort of club legends who held every single position you can imagine in the club, from manager to secretary to chairman, and still actually involved in the club. And then just the tournament started getting bigger and bigger. And then in 2007, a lot of Paul's sort of friends and ex-teammates, it was the 10th anniversary of Paul's death, and they wanted to do something that would make an impact throughout the world for Paul's name. So they got together and they started up a trust called the Spirit of Paul McGeer Trust, which is a charity. It does a lot of work for sort of disabled and very needy children in Lusaka and Zambia. And so the tournament sort of progressed, and the Spirit of Paul McGeer organisation progressed as well, and they've raised a lot of money not just through the football tournament, but through other fundraising activities. And they have a community, sort of built a community in Lusaka, and they built like a school and a community hall and a church.
Brilliant.
It's really, when you see the work that's going on in with the Paul McGeer Trust in Africa, it's really to your heart the world of good. There's a lot of people from Drumore and surrounding villages have went out and helped build the community hall and build the church. So
Brilliant. Really obviously a great comfort to his family and friends.
There's no doubt about it, yeah. Their family was always a great, very spiritual family. And I think whenever they see the work that's going on at the other side of the world for people that's maybe in much more need of it than they are in our own country, it gives them a great sense of pride.
And tell me, when did it get full recognition from the Ulster Council? Because it is a recognised Ulster club competition.
It is about 4 years ago. There was a bit of discussion at the time with maybe Coke Park, more so than the Ulster Council, were trying to outlaw sort of underage tournaments and trying to run them as single blitzes. And fortunately, the Ulster Council realised the value of the tournament and the good that the tournament was doing, not just for the charity, but also for the good of football. It's wonderful to see clubs been recognised in this way and been able to compete at Ulster level after winning their own championship. So we got about 4 years ago, we got the official recognition from Ulster.
Yeah, and it's fair to say in the last 4 years it has gone from strength to strength.
It has gone from strength to strength. I think the digital media as well has really helped it. And we brought Jerome Quinn on board for doing videos and promotion. And it's really, really raised the aspect of it. And we get coverage in all the local papers and the sort of national papers as well, like so the Irish News, Belfast Telegraph, have all come on board, and they're delighted to run the coverage of the tournament. So it's really, really raised the profile of it. But I think as well, the actual clubs themselves that are involved, it's probably the first chance that footballers get to prove themselves at a bigger level than outside their county. And I think it's just a wonderful tournament in that way.
Anyway, on to Saturday's final. It's St. Junan's, the Donegal champions, versus St. Peter's of Warren Point, the Down champions. You've seen both of them?
I've seen both of them. The one thing we've been guaranteed on Saturday is a high-scoring game. St. Junan's, in the first game they played Derry Galney, Fermanagh champions, and they racked up a tally of 7-15. I think they actually took the foot off the pedal as the game went on. And then in the semi-final, they came into the semi-final as underdogs against a very fancied O'Donovan Rossa Maher Felt team. Really, there was very few people fancied them, but the first half was very tight. St. Junan's started very poorly with Marfield getting a goal and a point, but once they got their act together, Their midfield partnership of Seamus Kelly and Shane O'Donnell really, really took control of the game, and they got themselves ahead at half-time by 2 points, but at the start of the second half, they came out like men possessed. Had 2 goals inside the first 2 or 3 minutes from the full forward, Patrick McGettigan, and really, really sort of completely dominated the second half. They put on a display. Their forwards were absolutely, absolutely brilliant, and they put on a display that would put many senior teams to shame. Warren Point are, they're a different sort of team. They're still the high-scoring team. They definitely had a lot tighter games. In their first game, they came up against the Monaghan champions, Auchnamullen, and Auchnamullen had 7 players who represented Monaghan and the Buncrana Cup-winning team, so I just wouldn't say that they're poor opposition.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Warren Point were outstanding that day. It was a brilliant display, their right wing half forward, Owen Bourne, who's a phenomenal player as well. And they really sort of took that game to the scruff of the neck, and they put Auchnamullen out of it fairly early on. In the second game, then they come up against the Antrim champions, St Bridget's. I suppose the most significant thing with St Bridget's was they were managed by the legendary Joe Brawley, and it created a lot of sort of a great atmosphere at the game. The fact having Joe involved, and he had his own sons playing centre half forward. We were expecting big things out of St Bridget's as well, and really, really the struggle to get through the Warren Point defence. Warren Point only conceded 1-6 against them. It was a different type of game than their first game. It was a lot sort of tighter, more sort of modern, traditional Ulster football now. They came through it, and then they came into the semi-final against Tyrone champions Collegial. And again, it was a really, really high-scoring game. They led most of the way through the game, but Collegial came back early in the second half to get ahead, and at one point reacted brilliantly to get themselves back in front. They ended up winning by 2 points. So really, it's two high scoring teams. They both play an attacking type of football. So we're anticipating a great game.
Yeah. All you need now is the sun out in Drumore on Saturday.
Well, the sun always shines in Drumore. So it does. It's actually a massive weekend for our club as well, because on Sunday we have the official opening of our new Canon Tom Breen stand, a stand that was totally funded by our own supporters.
Brilliant.
We also have the semi-final of the Tyrone Division 1 League as well, so it's a massive, massive weekend for the club.
Yeah.
We also were involved in the Reserve Championship final, Tyrone Reserve Championship final on Friday night, so.
Yeah, so.
Full steam ahead in Drumore this weekend.
So there's no rest for Tyrone or for Drumore officers for the next couple of weeks, next few days anyway.
Definitely not, no.
Look at Joe, thanks a million, and we'll see you on Saturday.
No bother, Tom.
The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Ash, and coming still to come on the programme, we'll be joined by Sean McGuigan, chairman of Sloughneil, the Derry football champions, of course, who are bidding for that clean sweep of senior club titles between the hurling, football and camogie this weekend when they face Kilcoo from Down. But first, we're joined by John Ward, chairman of the St. Patrick's Club in Rock, also in Tyrone. They're the Tyrone junior champions, and they're facing Black Hill from Monaghan.
Well, John, first of all, delighted you could join us tonight, and I know football fever is probably beginning to grip the Rock again, but I suppose it's nothing unusual. This is what, a third Ulster final?
This is the third Ulster final in 9 years now, so it's really more than what we ever expected. We were successful in the last two Ulster finals, and well, it remains to be seen how we'll do this coming weekend, but we'll certainly be calling out all the stops to see if we can't make it a third.
Yeah, and of course this is a special year for the club as well, isn't it?
This is our centenary year, so it's, from the word go, it's been a big year. We hadn't really got very high expectations this year, football-wise. Now, the last 2 years that were in Ulster, there was a fair bit of expected of us, but this year... We had an indifferent sort of a league campaign and weren't really maybe expecting to even win a county championship, but we just got stronger as the year went on, and we're in a fair position here at the minute. You know, we'd count ourselves fairly strong.
And just for listeners up here in Donegal, just remind us where you are in Tyrone.
Well, we're just we're about 5 miles out of Cookstown. We're actually part of Cookstown Parish, and lying between Donoughmore, Pomeroy, just that general area, Childress. You know, we're a very small club, just in the middle of all them pretty large clubs.
Yeah, and what's the history like, obviously, over the 100 years?
Well, we would have won what? We've won 3 county championships in these recent years. We'd won another one before that in 1982. Won 4 or 5 junior leagues and a couple of intermediate leagues. You know, so that in recent years we have definitely got a lot stronger. You know, I'd say we're probably punching well above our weight.
And what's that down to, do you think?
I'd say facilities could have a lot to do with it. You know, in 1998 was the first time that we owned our own pitch. Before that, it was just a rented field, and you know, we. Luckily enough, you couldn't do much work to it, you know, so we hadn't good facilities at all. But since that, you know, since 1998 opened the new pitch, youth teams, you know, became more to the fore. And, you know, as I say, we just got stronger every year, really, as it went on from that.
Mm-hmm. And you are a rural area.
Oh, we are. Aye. Well, we're a small village, you know, but having said that, just ironically, there's maybe only one or two of the players would actually be from the village. So, you know, they're all, most of them would be from an agricultural background.
Yeah, yeah. And immigration, I suppose, like a lot of small clubs, has been a problem down the years.
Immigration hit us very hard after 2007, 2008. When we reached the All-Ireland final in February 2008, we classed ourselves that maybe we had a pretty good team at that time, but we had lost maybe 6 or 7 players within that year, just all through immigration. And you know, there are players that would probably walk on to any team in Tyrone, certainly junior or intermediate.
Mm.
And you know, we thought it would have devastated us, but we managed to regroup, and a few other young boys came on, and you know, all of a sudden we were back up there again.
Yeah, well, there must be a good proud tradition, because you know, winning a county championship and winning 3 in what, 9 years, and appearing in what, a couple of All-Irelands, winning 3 Ulsters, you know, it's a fair achievement.
It is a fair achievement, you know. You know, any of, like, as I say, there's probably 7 or 8 of this team, at least, you know, would have been on that team that got to the All Ireland final in 2008. And you know, for anybody, you know, to have achieved that, you know, to be going into your 3rd Ulster final, as a matter of fact, it would be the only team in Tyrone ever to play in 3 Ulster finals, you
yeah.
know, so we've actually made history at this stage.
Brilliant.
It's a big achievement, you know, and you know, these players, you know, they should be proud of themselves that they have achieved this.
And I know you have a big celebration coming up as well, regardless how Sunday's game goes.
Aye, well, this being centenary year, we had arranged a few events during the year, but the big event is coming up now on Saturday night week, Saturday after the final, with a big centenary gala. It's in Hillgrove in Monaghan, so it'd be nice to go back into Monaghan now if we were sure to lift the Ulster title.
Yeah, especially as your opponents are the Monaghan champions.
Well, that's it. But, yeah. You know, having said that, we started to arrange this back last January, and, you know, at that stage we had no idea that we were going to have any silverware on the table. So yeah, at this stage we were sitting with a county title and hopefully an Ulster title.
It certainly would cap a great year.
It definitely would. I know it would be the icing on the cake, and it'd be something to be down in the history books.
Look, John, it's lovely talking to you, and the best of luck on Sunday.
Listen, thanks very much, Nick. Thank you.
That's John Ward there, chairman of St Patrick's Rock. Of course, they're facing Blackhill from Monaghan in the Ulster Junior Final on Sunday. And our apologies to some of our listeners. We were off air there for a while. I think we were just been gone on the World Wide Web. That's www.highlandradio.com. Our apologies about that. But any of you who missed the programme, remember you can listen back tomorrow on www.highlandradio.com, or you also can listen back from tomorrow morning on our Highland Radio app as well. But certainly The Rock looking forward to that final. And of course, the big game in the Ulster Senior Championship Club Final is Clochneil, the Derry champions. They're facing Kilcoo from Down, and the Clochneil chairman is Sean McGuigan.
Well, Sean, first of all, welcome to the programme, and really delighted to have you. And well, I'm sure the excitement's building in Clochneil this week.
It is, Tom. Yeah, we're getting ready for the Ulster final on Sunday against Kilcoo of County Down. We've won 5 championships in a row in County Down. We've got 3 in Derry now, and we did won 1 Ulster 3 years ago.
And
we're trying to get 3 in a row now with the Camogie team doing so well, and our hurling won in Ulster as well. So it'll be a big day on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a huge achievement, really, when you consider it, that, you know, the hurlers have won and your Camogues have won, and, you know, now the footballers for what is basically a rural club.
It is a real club, yeah. It's a very real area this year. And, you know, it's catchment, you know, there's maybe 250, 260 families, you know. But they're very, the club ethos is very strong, you know, for hurling and camogie and football. And it pans out well, you know.
Yeah.
They work very well together, all the dual players, you know. We meet regular with the management, and it seems to work out all right.
Yeah, there's no friction, because you can certainly have a lot of friction between hurling and football.
Well, you can, yeah, due with training and matches, but the calendars have been good to us this year. The fixtures, you know, with no replays in the hurling or the football, or no extra times and things like that, and the players are fresher this year, I think, and it helps, you know, especially when they're playing the both, you know.
You mentioned there that what it's a small area, what, maybe 250 households. But the one thing I discovered a couple of years when I was up with Patsy Cassidy and met John Jacarney as well, that you have a tradition that I don't think many clubs have, where people who are actually from Clochneil and maybe living outside their area, their children and their families come back and play with the club.
Yes, I do. I don't know what that is, but I think it's today, because whenever if they move to all the areas and if they don't play hurling, for example, that's why they're inclined to come back again to play hurling, you know. For there's not that many senior hurling teams in County Derry, you know.
Yeah.
And there's an Irish bun school and all in Clochneil now, and it is a big catchment area for people too, you know. And they come to the school. You know, there's even a family from Cookstown, and they live in Mahara, and they go to the bun school, but they play hurling for Clochneil, because Glenn Mahara, for example, don't play hurling.
Yeah.
And things like that occur, you know.
Yeah. But it wasn't always like that, was it?
No, not at all, no. No. You know, I remember whenever I was a minor, and I'm 57 now, I remember when I was a minor, we had to join with Swatara to field a minor football team. They called the team Granahan, you know, so it wasn't always like this, no.
So what has brought about the change in recent times?
Well, there was a great crop of young coaches, you know, even Thomas's Patsy's nephew, Thomas Cassidy, he's the father of one of the footballers and the three of the Camogie girls. He passed away about a month ago, a young man, 36 years of age, and he was the driving force behind the hurling, you know, and he coached all those fellas from their under six up. And till senior, you know, and the same in the football, you know, there's a lot of strong coaches in the club for football, and they sort of bond well together, Tom, and it works out well, really.
Yeah, and of course they have created a winning ethos now, haven't they, over the last few years, in both codes, in all codes.
Yeah, in all codes. That crop of football, for example, that's the back of a minor team. They won an Ulster way back early 2000, you know, in 2010, and they got 10 players out of that minor team, and not often that happens. And some of those players are still playing in this present team.
Yeah,
and you know, we were very lucky there.
Yeah, and I know players put in big effort, and even I know 2 years ago, was it 3 years ago, when it was up to those players flying back from England to play.
Oh, they were, yeah, and there's, I think, there's only one of the players away now, nephew my own, Mark McGuigan. He still flies home, but we're lucky even with employment here. There's employment in the area, and there's businessman has lots of these fellas employed, which means they don't have to go away, which is a great plus as well, you know.
Yeah, so certainly a great tradition and a great pride in the Slochneil and the local area.
Oh, there is, aye. And you know, it's the players are, they're a good bunch of fellas, you know. They really do. They have good discipline, and Mickey Moan came on board the footballers 3 years ago. You had him down in Donegal as well.
We did, yeah.
And, you know, they've really bought into Mickey, and the discipline's good, and it's just they're in a bit of a crest of a wave now, you know, and they look all comfortable on the ball, no matter what side of a ball they're playing with.
Yeah, and there is quite a good crossover, the 7 or 8 of them?
There's maybe 10 or 11 of those fellas. On the panel, playing both.
And I'm sure it's good for community spirit as well, just outside of football.
Oh, it is.
And hurling, yeah.
I tell you, surely, Tom, there's a good buzz here at the minute, and we're doing a big breakfast on Saturday now before the Ulster final. But it doesn't matter what night you go up the road to that pitch, there's always something on, you know.
Yeah.
Going and Oak, and it's just
A vibrant club, and just going through a good spell and enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll continue for a while, Tom, and I hope they do get the three championships, the Ulster championships on Sunday, you know, because those fellas, I'm telling you, they do deserve it, but they put in a lot of work.
Yeah, and certainly it would be a historic first. I don't think it's ever been done in any province.
No, I don't think it has, no. I don't think it has, Tom, no.
Yeah. Look, unfortunately, the clock is catching up with us here, Sean, but look, the best of luck, and we may see you on Sunday.
Thanks a million, Tom.
That's Sean McGuigan, the chairman of the Slochneil Club. Of course, they play Kilcoo from Down in the Ulster Club Senior Football Championship Final. That game is in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh, and we will have live updates from that. And indeed, from Rock versus Black Hill. And of course, there's another Tyrone team in action as well. That's in the Intermediate Championship. It's Pomeroy. They're taking on Dunamoyne from Monaghan. We'll have updates from all of those games on Sunday. And of course, we'll have live updates as well from that Paul McGuire Cup final on Saturday between St. Junan's and St. Peter's and Warren Point. Again, my apologies for the interruption there. We had some technical difficulties. Not quite sure what it was, but Sláinte an Fhios, and we hand you over to P.O. McCann for his country music show.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.